Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
On Wisconsin's Morning News. It took less than 48 hours to have the words presumptive nominee attached to Vice President Kamala Harris' name. I'm a little bit surprised at the speed with which that occurred. Or am I not at all surprised? You had two options if you were the Democrats after President Biden's announcement on Sunday. You either say, look, it's really important for us to make this look like a full-out process, to invite other candidates to do the thing, to, you know, or we got to make this fast. Everybody get on board. This is the nominee. We're going to elevate her. And it appears the latter is what occurred.
They follow the president's lead, it appears, per se. And now they have them. The most enough delegates have now pledged their commitment to the VP, including here in Wisconsin. Here's the Democratic Party chair, Ben Wickler.
More than 90% of Wisconsin's 95 delegates have already pledged their support for Vice President Harris at the convention.
And Wickler also says he doesn't know of any delegates who are going to vote against Harris at this time.
Chief political reporter for TMJ4 News here in Milwaukee, Charles Benson, is live with us this morning. Charles, to my point on how the Democrats played this following the president's announcement, any surprise that it was the quick rush to support VP Harris versus making it seem like this was an actual process?
I am not surprised that they are quickly coalescing around VP Harris. I mean, I thought that would have been the strategy all along, and it makes a lot of sense for one big reason: money. She needs to be on the ticket to help with the campaign money that's already been raised with the Biden-Harris team. Now, she also, in Democratic circles, deserves it based on her time in office and her time with the president. So I think it was an easy choice, especially for the Wisconsin delegation, that they were already 100% about around Biden. There wasn't really anybody except for Pocan calling for Biden to step aside. So when this all transpired within the last 48 hours, I suspected that this was where they were going to go. I think it's just amazing how quickly things have moved. I mean, on Sunday, we get the word that he's dropping out. By Monday, she's not only secured the Wisconsin delegates, but apparently has enough now to secure the nomination.
And the excitement that you can feel among the Democrats, Charles, I mean, to the point of, did they do the right thing here? Apparently she's raised an additional $100 million already since that announcement. Clearly, in talking with Democrats who were really worried about a Biden candidacy, they're at least re-energized and optimistic and hopeful more so than they've been in months.
Absolutely. I mean, they've gone from, you know, talking about age and ability, about whether he's going to stay in, if he's going to drop out. I mean, that was the narrative. He was trying to close the door on that narrative that he insisted, Joe Biden insisted he was staying in. He was staying in. Yet the question grew louder and louder as he was trying to make his closing argument on trying to beat Donald Trump. So he never was able to close the door. And when this moment happened, the surge, and I think that's the best word to use it, the surge towards Vice President Harris was just almost instantaneous. And so here we are, another fast-moving moment in American politics, and a lot of it's going to unfold in Milwaukee in a few hours when she makes her first campaign stop.
What do we know about her trip today?
You know, I'm guessing it's going to be a rally to sort of, you know, look past the moment here in terms of what Joe Biden has been able to accomplish and where they need to go. I always say these speeches can be defining moments. So I'm looking to see how much she sort of relates to the moment, the historic moment of not only what's happened in the last 24, 48 hours, but the historic moment for her as an African-American woman who's now at the top of the ticket. So there's so much to see and unpack here. And then lay the case out for, you know, where she wants to go. Will she start defining some moments that she is a little bit different on than Joe Biden? How much does she hold on to his policies and start carving out her own agenda and her own vision for the country.
The president spoke yesterday via phone at her announcement when she chatted with the staff there at the Delaware headquarters for president. And Biden made a comment that both Vince and I thought was kind of interesting, Charles. He said, "Hey, I'm going to be out there with you," as if he were going to campaign with the VP. What do you make of that?
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. I would not be surprised by that. Joe Biden likes the campaign. He loves the campaign. I mean, when he was in Madison about a week after that debate, you know, you saw a scripted Joe Biden who just, you know, was energized by the event. And when you go to these campaign rallies, and this is why I always encourage people to go to rallies, you just get a different vibe than, you know, you get the entire speech, you get the entire moment. And there's a lot of, you know, cheering and holding up signs. So I am not surprised that Joe Biden has made that decision. And, you know, I see him being out there almost as much as the vice president.
You would expect, Charles, to that point, for folks here in Wisconsin to have a lot of opportunities to attend a rally, if indeed they're public here in the next few months. Going to see Trump, going to see Vance, going to see Harris, whoever her VP nominee ends up being. They'll be here in Wisconsin. What do you think these future events will look like, however, in terms of accessibility to people? It probably has a lot to do with the attempt on the former president's life, like just a little over a week ago. But like this event, for example, there's like no public reporting on where it is. It's not one of these things where, hey, tickets are available or anything like that. Are we going to see those big public events on either side of the aisle here in Wisconsin?
I'm waiting to see that. You're right. I mean, things changed after the assassination attempt on the former president. And, you know, I go to these events all the time and see a lot of security. So the checking in, the getting, you know, being there early to get all of your equipment screened. I mean, these are just normal procedures that have happened. And anyone who went inside Pfizer form last week knows just how much security can surround these political events. So did they change? My guess is they have. And it would be unfortunate from the standpoint because the outdoor rallies can hold a lot more people than the indoor rallies. And as more and more people want to participate in these things, it may be harder and harder to secure that ticket or the effort or the ability to get into one of these events.
TMJ4's Charles Benson with us this morning. Thanks for the perspective, Charles. Enjoy your very busy day once again. Right back at it.
All right. Yes. Here we go again.
Thanks, Charles. 8:31 on Wisconsin's Morning News.